Okay,
Bye.
8:30 call. This is where the Herdover people live. This now is, when I was in college, they had a club called the Hairy Arachnid Climbing Club. We now have budding arachnids here. And it is an immense honor to be at this point in graduation and share with you some of the highlights of what's going on and what has happened over the course of our career in NECAN in the last, 14 weeks as we've done the Pathfinder system. So those of you who are in the listening gallery, we're going to introduce you to the winners. The people who are on the podium are going to take this thing to the top, take this to the next notch. So without further ado, let me tell you that I want to introduce to you three people, three distributorships who have gone above and beyond, and then I'm leaving the phone open for anybody else who trickled over there as well and actually made all the requirements to get to silver during the four-month period. First, Dave and Rhonda Klaus, are you with us? We'll hope that they show up. I told them what the homework was this last time around. Maybe they'll be here pretty quickly. They've met all the requirements, became silver distributors, and they've got a growing organization in three or four different states now. And it's very, very exciting because they started right about the time we started our Pathfinder run this time. They will be used, as will our next two guests, as leaders on other people's calls in the future. They'll also have the opportunity to move to the Pathfinder 2 group, where Pathfinder 1 is designed to teach people how to get to the level of silver and know what the heck you got when you got there. Pathfinder 2 is to learn now how to set up the infrastructure for the next generation coming through. It is choosing one. It's like playing 8-ball. You choose the pocket and you call it. Say, this is the person or these are the persons that we're going to get to the level of silver and start learning how to build those silvers. So that's really exciting. So we've got Sherry. Are you with me?
I'm here.
Yeehaw.
I'm here. I'm Harry.
All right. Haired over, all growed up and haired over.
Harry Sherry.
I have been waiting to say that for a long time. And so for all of you here, we had a total, how did you do it? What kind of, did you do it in 1 month or multiple months, and how did it stack up?
Well, we thought it was going to be the 1 month until the last day of the month, and a wellness home fell through. A wellness home got reduced to insoles and a bracelet. So at noon, we were short about 3,000 from the four-month goal. So
there were bald patches and hairy spots laying around.
There were many bald patches. And so at noon, we just, hustled our butts, and there was absolutely, positively no way on this earth that I was not going to make silver by midnight. And I think we came in at about, it was like 10:45.
Wow. And so you made a decision. You locked it in sand. And do you think things changed in how it laid out because you were so tenaciously on?
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, at noon on the last day of the month, when you have a wellness home fall through, I could have very well said, man, I guess I'll just go ahead and do it next month. You know, I have nobody left I can call. I'll just, start trying again next month. But because at noon I said, you know what, I don't care how this is going to happen. I am going to call every single person I have ever known or heard of. And I can, if I have to, I will retail the last $3,000, And that's what I ended up doing, getting on the phone, and I did not move Actually, I think my volume, I had enough volume by, gosh, it wasn't even that late of the day. It was probably like 6 or 7, somewhere around there at night. But then I had one other person that was trying to go executive, and they were about $400 away. So I wasn't going to stop until not only I reached my goal, but until they reached their goal of executive, and that's what came through about 10:45 that night.
What point in the month did you decide that you were just, you weren't going to be denied?
You know, last month I was so set on going silver, and then, because I so wanted to be silver before we went to Montana, I wanted to stand up so badly when they said, who has moved rank, and I was, I guess it almost takes that, for me, I guess it kind of took that humiliation of not being able to stand up, because last month I had a wellness home fall through from somebody else, not fall through, but they just put it off till the next month. And so I guess because it didn't work out last month, and because the last 2 days of the month we were in Montana, and I guess in my mind I didn't see any other way that we could make it last month, that it was the end of last month that I decided there was absolutely no way on this earth that I wasn't going to make silver this month.
Do you think you can keep the momentum going?
Yes.
Why?
I've got people in, well, number one, because I set new goals, first of all. I have people in my group that really are wanting to go silver, which is fantastic. But I had already set out a path, too, that in my mind, as soon as I went silver, that my next goal is the performance bonus. And I had to be silver to get the performance bonus. So for me, silver was a stepping stone so I can get to my next goal, because the more important goal is the performance bonus and going gold, and then the next goal is platinum. So it's silver was never a goal. It was getting there so I can move on, you know?
Well, that is fabulous. That we call the post, avoiding the post-Olympic letdown. As a coach, it's one of the most important things you'll ever do. In my line of work, when I was coaching swimming, where, imagine this, you've got these athletes that are preparing all their young lives, and they get made fun of at school. We used to have that, where the football players would come in, and they were the rulers of the universe. And they said the swimmers in their Speedos were really sissy. Didn't matter. My kids knew that sometimes they were swimming as much as the equivalent of running 44 miles a day.
Wow.
1 2/3 marathons every single day.
Wow.
In it, there was a sense they just knew that they knew. And in that kind of intense training, they had a burning image in their mind of standing on the podium with the wreath around their head and the medal around their neck, watching the American flag go up the pole and hearing the United States national anthem at the Olympic Games. And it didn't matter to them that the world was watching. What mattered to them was that their peers, the people who paid the price that they paid, were there to acknowledge, we see, we know, we've been there, and we celebrate with you together. That knowledge, that effort and that goal can become perverted when they start to think about the rest of the world and the money to be made and the influence they'll have, because the pursuit, that intense, absolute, overwhelming pursuit that they do for so many years of their lives,
mm-hmm.
Imagine when they are done in 3 weeks after the Olympic Games, when the ticker tape is settled, what do you do next in your life that'll ever even remotely come close to what you just did?
Yeah, you must think nothing.
And so that's why you see many of them will, they'll the old great athletes would become, from the Olympics, would become suicidal, or
oh wow,
they would start to drink, or they would do other things because there was no place, no hope, no direction, no next step. So you learn pretty quickly that, as you've already learned, that the performance bonus became absolutely more important than the silver itself.
Yeah.
If you approach silver, you switch the performance bonus, and you keep looking at it and saying, yeah, I can't wait, and I want to nail this thing, and it's really important, and let's get it done, and let's just grit our teeth and make it happen, because it's a critical step to something even better.
Yeah.
That's great learning. Great. You will be a tremendous teacher, and I'm honored to have you as a graduate who will help us now take this kind of course and information to the people who are to come, because this is only the beginning of what D10 is going to be.
Yay!
Awesome. Now we have our third graduate, and that is Linda. And Linda's got the unique observational point of having gone silver twice.
Woohoo! Well, thank you, Sherry. Go ahead.
Well, in your perspective, you now know the power of inspiring and assisting and other people. Do you feel different in how this one happened over the last one?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's a big difference. And you know, and I still have this problem with that I've talked to my sisters about, because since I was the one that, you know, was lucky enough to find the opportunity and have them signed up under me, that I still have a problem with, you know, feeling bad that I'm moving up in rank, you know, with their help. That's something I'm still working on.
Jerry, would you help her with that?
And so, no, I just...
Seriously.
But I am so excited for all three of us because we have incredible goals, and we're going to achieve it together, and so that's what we keep thinking. And we picture ourselves as, you know, all for one and one for all, you know,
uh-huh.
Doing it together. So it's, you know, it's such a fun ride that way when you think of it.
Okay,
that way.
Well, that's a good perspective because, Sherry, we will see people come in the future that are saying, I don't deserve this. Well, really, it's kind of interesting. If we look at all the natural laws, there are two ways to look at an avalanche. If you get creamed by the avalanche, you don't remember anything anyway.
Can't wait to see where this is going.
But you're standing next to the avalanche and your buddies get creamed, you can say, well, I got to figure out some reason why I have to be a crappy person because I got missed.
Yeah, should have been there. And yeah.
But if you stand back and take a logical look at it, you go, that doesn't make any sense. It fell down. I was over here. If there's a reason, it means the Lord wants me to get something done out there. So get on your pony and ride. Thank you, Jesus, and we want to help these other people.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is that you, Dave?
It is me.
All right. Well, let's get your perspective here. So here's the thing. One of the hardest lessons to learn, can you imagine... Cycling. It's an individual sport. Day in and day out, you go out and pound your brains, and just unbelievable amount of effort goes into becoming a world-class cyclist. But when you look at the Tour de France, and we know, honestly, we're not going to see another Lance Armstrong in our lifetime.
No.
Where he just goes, people said, he's on drugs and he doesn't really have it. It's his team that pulls him along. And he goes, I'm here, dude. Follow this. Blows away everybody else, even though they are drafting on each other. He takes their arms and legs and beats them over the head with it. Totally annihilates them. It was wonderful. I thought that was grand.
Oh, yeah.
But in cycling, what he cannot, he could, no one else has been able to, win the race without his team. And he could only win one or two stages without his team. And it's such an interesting game to play where there will be somebody that is, by virtue of the draw, going to have to pull the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody here on the call ever do any drafting on a bike?
No.
Not me.
It is in athletics when you really catch a draft in cycling or swimming. It is so profoundly different that somebody that could, in swimming, this is one that I knew a lot, but then also drafting and cycling because I did that for a living too. If you've got someone who can just kind of rip your lips off and beat you by, let's say every minute they get three body lengths ahead of you, that's a lot. They're just wasting you. With the draft, you can hang with them. That's how much it makes a difference. And you work about maybe 25% less to stay with somebody that you couldn't even remotely stay with if you didn't get the draft.
Yeah, my husband drives race cars.
And it makes that big difference in race cars too?
Yeah.
Is to catch that draft. And so if we know that the draft has to occur, there will be a time when it's your time to lead. And there will be a time when you can no longer lead because you've spent yourself. Not enough left for you to pull. So you go back in line and you prepare yourself to pull again. Remember what Zig Ziglar said about two things, about the geese and why they fly in a V formation?
Mm-hmm.
Because you save somewhere on the order of 70% of the energy is saved in that draft position off of the ones in the front.
Mm-hmm.
He also said, do you know why there's more geese? Do you know why there's one side of that line is always longer than the other side?
Yeah, why is that?
Because there's more geese in it.
Okay.
Okay.
He's dropping pearls.
Dropping it.
But the big point really is here that, Linda, at this point in perspective, you're getting all the cheers from the crowd, you're out in the lead, but what you have to do, you have to realize, is that for this moment, it is your position and your job to cut the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a time, and there is a time now, where the emotional lead that Sherry's taking, and then Janny's going to come right up, and she'll be the one that pulls it at some time, too. And somebody's going to be down, and another one's going to be up. You just have a microcosm of how your organization is going to work. Learn from it. It is a law of how stuff works. It isn't right or wrong, good or bad. It is that it is because it is because it is. And you can't change it. You just happen to be on the updraft right now. There will be times when you're being sucked on by the Earth's gravity and the downdraft at the same time. You'll be flailing and scrapping, and you'll fall with a great big dead cat bounce on the Earth.
Okay. Thank you for the mental.
At that point, remember there was a time when you said, I may not deserve to be here. Well, then pay your price because now you're paying for it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just ride the wind and lead the pack. That's why you're here. We hired you to be a leader. That's exactly why the three of you are on my call, because you've inspired hundreds of other people, and you're not in my group.
Wow.
Oh.
That's cool.
Gee.
And there is a reason for you being here. So I owe you a great debt. And so does Niken. So do people of the future. It is amazing what you guys have offered.
Oh, Jerry, this call has done so much for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If we wouldn't have gone on this together, our business would not be, I don't know, going, I think, in the direction that it is.
Excitement, consistency,
yes.
The learning that we've been able to do. I mean, this has been the coolest thing. So, you know, thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for us.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. Because at the end of this call, I'm going to tell you what's in store next, and then you go, oh, man, I knew there was a catch.
Bring it on, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the accountability is a huge factor, too.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
So, Dave, how does that work for you? You guys just graduated, and it's all sitting up there. And Peggy, are you on tonight?
Where's Peggy? Peggy.
You got to be here to share with this stuff, you guys.
I know.
Okay, Dave. The accountability. Some people, and this is something for all of you to be aware of in the future, some people will crumble under the accountability, and some people thrive on it. So the accountability for you was good, Dave. Why is that?
If I wasn't at that phone and had to say complete or incomplete, I mean, we strove through the week to make sure we had our numbers there to make sure we had it on that call. And I don't know, maybe that's just the way we're motivated, but we wanted to make sure that we could say we were complete that next week. And besides the fact that we wanted to attain silver as quickly as possible, and so there's that motivation right there. We wanted to be able to hang our heads high.
Well, great, and that was not a knee buckler for you. Janie?
Yeah.
In your case now, you're watching what's going on. How much did you learn from watching the successes, and can you use those for the future?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was just, I feel like it's, now that we're at the end of this, and, well, not just because we're at the end, but just through this process and also going to the wellness preview last week with Jeff and Blurcombe, I feel like, okay, I can do this. I have a total handle on this, and oh my gosh, this is going to be easy. I've got this path. I've got appointments set up for this week for people that are looking for the business. It's not, well, it's, you know, see who needs the product, I mean, which is great, but it's like I have got a laser focus on building a business and finding business partners, and I just feel like, okay, I've got this. This is absolutely fantastic, and hearing the experiences from other people, I mean, that has just been incredibly valuable because it's like, oh, okay, it's not just me. I've had that experience too. Oh, that's how you fix it. Great. I mean, it's just been phenomenal.
Now, we had some fireballs that came onto this call at the beginning and some people who could have potentially been the leaders of this call.
Mm-hmm.
Can you all feel sort of a little bit of remorse and a little sadness for the fact that they didn't get to, they were so proud and working so hard and pulling so hard that they burned themselves up?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. We talk about that.
They
feel a loss.
Yeah.
And had they been able to just follow through and to be a part of watching it unfold, they would have in their hands this very incredible thing that all of you have, that Peggy, if she were here, would admit. And Janie, you have this sense to say it can be done because people I know did it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
And therein lies the really interesting path to Yoda. Now that you've gained all your hair over the next few hundred years, you'll begin to use it and lose it and become Yoda.
Thanks.
And this path is about seeing what others will come through. And it was tough sometimes, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And facing the frustration of, I don't know how to answer this question, and I'm stuck up against the wall, and what are we going to do? But you persevered, and you went on. And your people will run against that wall as well. Now you're poised for some of the most interesting times of your Nikan life. As you begin to start to help other people grow and develop and become silvers themselves, and to go through the valley of the shadow of death, and you can say, sail on. What do we do, Captain? Sail on. But it all looks completely lost. Sail on. And your next teacher, Rick Murphy, is absolutely amazing as a world-class coach of really generals. And you're now moving up through the ranks, and you're captains and lieutenants and colonels, but you will become generals through the P2 process. All right, this week's homework, this one I always look forward to. And this one is going to be very interesting to see, because as a group, we started out with 9, we ended up with 4. We'd have 5 if Peggy was on the call. And out of that, we lost some people along the way. They went to various places for various reasons. We can lament the loss, but what we did was we started to carry the future and the hope for generations to come. Your survival will be most significant, not because you survived, but because you now carry the lamp and the hope for others who need very desperately to survive. You have now become a part of the fabric of the teachers of tomorrow. You are now able to carry the torch that will light the way for others. And you'll be frustrated, and you'll say, just like one of our people did one time, how come all of my friends are stupid? Because you'll just be going, I can't believe they're still doing that. How, Coach, why don't they get it? And that's going to be part of the frustration as you move forward. I'm so excited to have you all. I just, it just feels so good to have people to stand next to and just to feel the breeze and to have you know what it feels like. So, here we go. Let's stretch ourselves. Jannie, are you ready with your answer to the question?
The question,
what's
was
your life like, and how will you state it now that you've become, you're in your 3rd month as a royal ambassador?
Okay.
Now, here's the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You have to state everything as if it currently exists.
Of course.
This is the reality. You are in your 3rd month as a royal ambassador.
Okay.
And there are reasons why we chose 3rd month. So, let her rip. What's your life like, and what are you doing now, now that you're a royal ambassador into your 3rd month?
Okay, well, I thought I'd do, like, you know, a day in the life of, in my life as a royal ambassador. So it starts out with not having to wake up to the alarm and turning on snooze every 10 minutes because I don't want to go to work. I get up in the morning because I want to get up. I'm up at 5 because I'm excited about the day. I'm excited about what I do.
And because you're weird.
And I'm weird, yes. That too.
She gets up that time right now anyway.
So, while everybody's sleeping, I go up to my gigantic, gorgeous office that has this beautiful view of the mountains, open up the sliding door to the balcony up there, sit at my desk, put my feet up, drink my Nikan shake and my rev up to get ready for the day, and I start to call my international downline. And so, you know, I call UK, France, Australia. Almost getting a little bit tired of the trips to Australia. You know, I'm hoping for the Bahamas to open up pretty soon. So, you know, these are the things that are running through my mind. I kick back, make my calls, and gradually, you know, as the morning goes on, we move to the East Coast and then further back. And by the time I get through with my calls, my family, they're waking up, and we actually get to all sit down together, and we have breakfast together. that I cook, and, you know, Royal Ambassadors don't do anything wrong, so it tastes perfect and everybody eats every bite, including my picky children. the kids decide to go off and play in the pool and play off in the, we've got this gorgeous, gigantic kid play center tree house and swings and everything. So they're off. They ran down. They're playing that. And I talked my husband into going horseback riding with me because we've got this gigantic barn and we've got hills up behind the house. And so we go off and do that. And while we're on this ride, we decide that it would be really cool to take the kids on a Disney cruise. So we decide we're going to surprise them with it that night because we've got the next week pretty much freed up. So we're just going to go ahead and just book it that day. So after we get back, I go out to my garage and I look around and I've got this huge dilemma because I don't know which car to take. And they're all so nice. But for some reason, the Audi convertible coupe is calling to me. So I go over and I hop in that one and the smell of the leather is just absolutely awesome. Love my Audi. So take off down the driveway. When I get to the end of the driveway, I look back at my house because I am still in awe because it sits up on the hill, and it's one of those houses that people come around the corner and they just stop and go, oh my gosh, that is so cool. It's huge, it's up against the skyline, and it's massive, and it's just stunning. So I have to stop and look at my house for a minute. And then I take off into town and end up booking the Disney cruise. And in the process of that, the travel agent that I'm talking with is commenting on how she'd like to take a trip like that with her kids but couldn't afford it. So we talk for a while longer. I find out quite a bit more about her and her situation. And by the time we're done with our conversation, she's got a white-knuckle grip on the CD that I handed her. And we've had a meeting later that week, so, you know, make some business in there as well. Later that day, the kids and I, my husband and I take the kids shopping. And we play the let's not look at the price tag game, and that's always fun because then it's kind of like a surprise when we get to the register.
It's one of our favorite games.
And before leaving the mall, I picked up a $1,000 gift certificate. And we stopped by Walmart to get some food on the way home. And I walk around and I listen for someone saying to their kids, because it's right around time to go school shopping, I listen for someone to say, honey, we can't afford that, while they're shopping with their kids. And when I find that person that needs that card, then I give them the card. And that's something that I get to do about every week. And about every 2 years, I get to give away my new 10 bonus card to someone who really needs it. Because I've had some pretty crappy cards in my life. And so I look for one that rivals my first one, which we named Frank and Volvo. So if you can imagine how bad that car was. That's what I do every 2 years. But about every week to 2 weeks, I find someone to do something fun for and then just, you know, and then just leave and just feel good about it. So that evening, my husband and I go home. We surprise our kids with the Disney trip. They're totally excited. And at the end of the day, we go back into our gorgeous home and spend an evening out on the deck and watch the sunset. And that's pretty much it.
Whoa.
Awesome.
That was the best one I've had in 8 classes.
That's awesome, Danny.
Totally, totally cool. I hope, Steve, are you recording that? We'll see if he comes back on. He tends to record a lot of our calls.
I am.
Steve, this is totally awesome. You are the man. All right. Good job. Excellent, excellent work. But now, isn't that something? That's like taking a kid fishing for the very first time and he catches a 12-pound trout and then trying to convince him for the rest of his life that it was really just an accident. They don't all come that big. Well, Janny, you're my hero. Make it so.
I will.
Congratulations, you Royal Ambassador. Okay, let's go on to Linda.
Okay, it's been 3 months since we've been Royal Ambassador, but some of the goals that we had as Royal Ambassador started out as diamonds. And first of all, it's really cool as being a Royal Ambassador. I finally get to be the one that someone calls for advice and gets excited to be able to speak to me when I was on the other end
so many years looking up to those other Royal Ambassadors and Royal Diamonds. And so that's an incredible experience to be able to wake up and get a phone call from someone that needs your help, and it could be anywhere in the world. Something that we always wanted to do, and as sisters, we've always, Jenny and Sherry and I have always lived fairly close to each other in the last few years. And we've kind of decided as a family that we would buy our property years ago as diamonds, and, well, platinum, going on diamonds, and someday we'd build on it. Well, we picked out the perfect land, as Jenny had stated. Of course, we had to get several hundred acres so that we could each have as much room as we possibly wanted. And the land borders state land, so we really don't have anyone that's going to move anywhere close to us. And yes, when you come around the corner, you notice these homes that are just gorgeous and each have our own personality. And one thing that is so cool about being a Royal Ambassador is you can plan so much for your future generations. And something that's always been a goal for me, and now that I've been able to achieve it, is to build a place that my kids and their kids can always come back to. And we've all decided as a family that we would incorporate all these things on our property for home retreats and make it so much fun. And I know Sherry will mention probably some of the things that she'll include, but we talked about a go-kart track that will just go on forever, motorcycle jumps, you know, swimming pools, of course, and all kinds of fun things for the kids that they can enjoy. And, you know, we've always wanted a haven for our family, and I can see this. And half of my kids are in Neekin now that I'm a Royal Ambassador. I have Jared, since he has been to New Zealand before. He speaks Tongan fluently. He has a lot of his business in New Zealand. And Brandon in Oklahoma, because he spent a couple years there a few years ago. And so now he's got his business started there with a lot of Okies. And my son DJ has his business, Neekin business, and a lot of it is in Paris, France, and in Switzerland, because that's where he was, and he speaks fluent French. And so our family has got to go on vacations with. That's something we've always wanted to do, and now as a Royal Ambassador, we can finally do that, and they can be our interpreters and visit these beautiful countries. And so we've included a lot of fun things. Something I always wanted, and now I have, it's so cool. Always wanted a Frisian. In case people don't know what a Frisian is, if you look at these horses that they use that the knights would ride in these, you know, the medieval-type stories or even the movies such as Lady Hawk, it would be the big black horse with the mane and the tail and the fetlocks that just don't quit, and the high knee action, and they're huge, and it's just a big, bold horse, and I've always wanted one. Now I have several in the pasture, and that's an eye catcher. And as far as my Neekin car, gosh, that was so, well, not really difficult, but I finally decided to just pick whatever I wanted. I didn't use any practicality like we did with the motorhome a year ago. This time I got my McLaren, and I always wanted a McLaren F1. Well, guess what? As a Royal Ambassador, the McLaren F2 came out, and it is incredible. Of course, they don't go 207 miles an hour, but I have that eye. And so, that's something that I always wanted, and something that's just beyond, you know, most dreams. And who can say that? You know, before I could always, the only thing I could do is pray for flood victims or people that lose their homes with hurricanes. And now my husband, he's a contractor, and now he has the opportunity to go over and help rebuild homes. And we use our money to be able to help, you know, at least with one aspect of someone else's life that, you know, they've lost a great deal of. And that is such a huge thing, to be able to do that and to work with Habitat for Humanity in that way. My dream, I always wanted, don't laugh, but there is a gravel pit. It was not close to my house, or not too far from my house, when I used to live on Rosewood Lane. And it was about 70 acres, and I always knew I wanted it, didn't know what for, but I knew I wanted it for something. And it has a fence around it like Fort Knox, you know. Finally, over the years, as a diamond, I was able to purchase the land. And as a Royal Diamond and Royal Ambassador now,
I have founded a program called Teens Can Make a Difference Foundation. And very much what you might like about this is that we have Teens Toastmasters. And so that's part of our program. The land, we purchased that so that we would have a rec center. We would have an opportunity for kids to have, oh, my gosh, and with a, you know, with a gravel pit, you know how crazy you can make the jumps and sand dunes and all kinds of fun things for these kids to go on these dune buggies and different things. And it's just really cool. And then we have stables and horseback riding for the disabled kids on the other end. And what's really fun is we were able to hire, personally interview and hire all the different teen counselors that work with these kids. And they're troubled kids with suicide, maybe juvenile, you know, juvenile drugs, you know, or just a bad home life. These kids make a difference now because they've attended our seminars and have met the requirements to be able to go through and graduate from this. And they've learned to have confidence and self-esteem. They are positive. They go out. They're leaders now. These are people that are these are youth that are changing lives because someone gave them an opportunity and a chance. And we have just found the most incredible people to help them with this. And it is just the neatest thing to see. And for them to participate in all the recreational, the fun stuff, they go out and they do service. And we have programs through nursing homes and with the elderly care, the hospitals that have terminally ill children, all different places we've found for these kids to go out and reach out and help someone else. And they have found that when they go and do this, they lose themselves in service and they forget about their own problems and they want to make a difference. They want to be a better person. And so that has probably been the best thing about becoming a Royal Ambassador is you're able to make a difference in someone else's life and use your money for a good thing, a good cause. And I know it's just been an incredible ride. We have family vacations whenever we want and have the most incredible Christmas. We made Royal Ambassador in October, and our Christmas as Royal Ambassador was fun because we got to go and pay off mortgages anonymously. And boy, is that a cool thing to do for somebody that you know has struggled for many, many years and deserves to have that done for them so that that's one less thing to worry about. Anyway, that's so far what we have
Holy done. Crow, I wish you sisters would learn how to dream. Unbelievable. Yay! That's awesome. Man, I'm coming over to all your houses at least once every now and then. Okay, and I really didn't mean to do this to you guys, Dave and Rhonda, after following that, but you're Royal Ambassadors too, so now that you're in the third month as Royal Ambassadors, what is your life like?
Well, since Rhonda's not on the phone, I get it kind of like speak on my behalf because ours are kind of like opposite, but anyways, I'll try to catch hers too. But 3 months, it's not enough time to get used to. I'm still waking up at probably 5 o'clock in the morning because I'm an early guy, and so we got we bought the 300 acres next to us, so I'm going to go out there in my new tractor and mess around in the cutting hay. Or if it's wintertime, I'm going to go out to my new 40 by 60 shop with all my tools and mess around early in the morning, do some woodworking, build a canoe, or do something like that. And Rhonda's waking up a little bit later, and when she wants to get up, and she's a late sleeper, and I like to get up early, so when she wakes up, she's got a new 6,000 square foot house that, you know, we for our kids and for guests when they come over. And then later on in the day, I'm probably going to be heading over to new church building being constructed because we can afford it now, and we can help on that. I can, since I'm being able to stay at home, I can go help and work on that. And Rhonda's probably considering the following week when we go up to Priest Lake and able to spend the week up in the Priest Lake on a houseboat and the little water things you go around. church gets involved in is yearly go to Mexico and be able to send kids down to Mexico and help build buildings and help the orphans down in there. I think Rhonda would be able, or Rhonda would probably be also planning a cross-country trip on a big motorhome and being able to spend some time with the family and make up for all the vacations we haven't taken. So, anyways, that's what our life is going to be like.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Awesome.
That's what your life is like.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah,
we're there. You know, I really, in all of my experience, this is usually the toughest day because people can't go there. And so since we opened with such a professional, I may have people listen to this call before they come the last week from now on. But it's such a neat thing to see that all of you are opening up the windows of your mind that have been, for many of us, closed for so many years because we thought of practical things and of the way the world was taught to us as opposed to what it can be. I am totally stoked. Well, that leaves one more. So, Sherry, climb up on the platform and share with us, ladies and gentlemen, Royal Ambassador Sherry Edwards, let her rip.
Okay, mine's more of a reflection. It's what an amazing journey this has been. So many obstacles have been overcome, so many personal triumphs and levels of personal growth, so many steps to becoming who I was meant to be, and today is a day of reflection. I know now why I was put on this earth. I have a mission in my life, which is that of a teacher. I'm able to give hope, real hope, to those who are searching and praying for a better way of life. I have been blessed with a gift to give them, the gift of Niken. I am able to reach out my hand without judgment, but with genuine love in my heart. And it is through that love that I'm able to show them the way to freedom. I'm able to see people where they are and give them a glimpse of who they can become. I have helped thousands grow into the people who they always were but never knew they could be. I'm asked to speak at Niken events all over the world, and I feel blessed and honored to do so. I have grown in my speaking abilities and in my conviction, so much so that I am consistently able to captivate audiences and inspire them to higher levels of achievement. I have also been able to speak at local schools and middle schools regarding goal setting and achievements of their dreams. I am now getting ready to go on my world tour for Niken, and me and my family are so excited to go. Through my journey to Royal Ambassador, my husband and I have been able to teach our children that they are in charge of their own lives. They have been taught that they can decide who and what they want to become. And through this knowledge, they have enriched their own lives and grown to be awe-inspiring examples to those around them. In their young years, they have seen more of the world than most people see in a lifetime. Yet in those travels, they have seen the best in others as they have been in association with Niken consultants in so many countries. I am so thankful. We've helped many in the community realize their dreams for the first time through my unique in-home ownership or in-need home ownership program. I'm able to see the change in the lives of entire families, but most of all in the faces of children, by helping them and their families through this program. My material blessings are many. I live in a beautiful dream home and acreage that my entire family owns. We are able to provide financially for those others in our family who are in need of it. Our home site includes a community center, shops for my husband to work on his race car, go-kart tracks around the property, basketball courts, volleyball courts, everything that is fun and healthy for my children and for our family. We are very blessed. I am blessed to have 7 excited, amazing, team-building Royal Diamond leaders in my front line who are building this business without me. They inspire me to be a better person. I have built an empire that not only allows security, but that will provide for me and my family for generations to come, and I am the luckiest person I know.
Woo-hoo! Awesome.
Wow. Well, this is a graduation day like we've not had before. And so now we're prepared for the next step, and we're prepared for the future. Some will want to finish out, get those requirements done to get past the P1 level to be able to move into P2, and as you move into the P2, be aware that you will be teaching, you will be imparting imparting into the next generation how to dream. And this group has done a better job than any I've ever had before. It's about the time in Nican where Nican is now ready for you. As a group, the experiences that you've had together here will carry on, and you can share these at leadership conferences in places all the way ranging from Cancun to Hawaii to Paris and London to Sydney and to the Orient and on into Europe again, and probably most likely soon in Africa and South America. Each one of you, as you follow your course, if you remember who your friends are here and the people you can come back and share with and to just live the sweetness of this growth and development, this is your pioneer snapshot. This is what it was like when you got to that first stop along the way on the way to St. Louis, from St. Louis to the Oregon coast, where your axles are, you're up to the mud and axles, and, or up to the axles in mud for part of the time, but the sun has broken through, and it's a smooth sail for a while. And you're now going back and picking up other people and providing for them the hope of the future. And I am most excited because of all of the times that I've run these courses and prepared people for the future. We've never had one that has been an excellent leader into the next generation, partly because I never really saw it clearly enough to allow them to take the reins. But the time is here. It can't be avoided. It's an exciting time because Nican is ready for you. And as you mount the challenge as a group, stick together, take other people through the experiences that you're gaining, and realize that it's there for them and it's there for you. Humans Being More Training. The astounding comradeship that comes from people who are on a common mission together. The times that you can become mentors, leaders, to pull someone close to you and to help believe in themselves more than they believe them, but by themselves. We've had so many times with people in this business who have said, thank the Lord that someone came along who believed in me enough and believed in me long enough so I finally believed in myself. Well, you now are stepping into those shoes. And I will call upon each of you and your strength. And from this, we'll grow another group and two and three groups. And from those will be 5 to 9 groups. And thus it will go. And years from now, as we look back on this moment, and the things that you set in motion, you're going to be amazed at how many of those Royal Ambassador pieces come true. And I heard that, Sherry, that it sounded to me like yours are already in writing. For these others of you, to put them in writing will be a powerful thing, and to come back and review that writing. So, with that, the first generation of hairy people is now born.
All right.
Are you all ready?
Ready.
Woo! We're ready.
Okay. Let us now take on the fall. And by the time we get through the winter, it'll be unrecognizable because of the thousands that we've brought just as a result of this group and this class. So I send you out with this, and be aware that in the very near future, you're going to get your acknowledgement of the next P1 class. If you want to be a part of that class and go back through, you certainly are welcome to. If you've graduated on to the next step, then prepare yourself for a period of simulated exhilaration, because here comes P2. God bless y'all.
And you'll send out some kind of information on the P2 class when it's, or do we just go online someplace?
I'll be running that class, we'll be starting it in conjunction with Rick Murphy as he starts his in Texas, because it's critical, particularly in P2, that you follow through Rick's teachings throughout that He really is.
So will that be a live class? So we'll be listening to a conference call with him and then having a class with you?
Yeah, and those are actually already recorded.
Okay.
And a little bit different format. As you go through that, you do call the person. You identify the people that are going to be going silver, and then we work together as teams to get your people to silver.
Mm.
We talk about leadership activities that cause people to understand how to step up and to be the next. We talk about you will be likely, if I can get my organizational strategies proper, you will be in charge of part of or all of the P1 call, and you'll learn how to do that. But what's most exciting for me on the horizon now is the simplicity of the model that we've now begun to understand. It's always been there, and it's been used by the brilliant people. It's just that so many of us were so smart that we were actually too smart to do this business. And, man, the growth is going to be absolutely staggering. So any last questions or comments?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry.
Going to miss you every Monday night.
Uh-huh. Growing experience.
You all feel more like, one of the things that we don't have that I would love to see, in fact, I may just call it into being, if you were Texas Pathfinders on the Texas Pathfinder call, one of your assignments would be that you would present a segment of the ABC guide or the ignition sequence guide, and part of the process you would present at the national summit on stage after graduating this class.
Wow.
And that was one of the things that drew me to Pathfinders in the first place, was to go to the first, or listen actually on tape, to the first summit. And the people who graduated that class, many of whom had only been in a month when they started Pathfinders, had more confidence and more understanding of where they were going and how to get there than most Platinums that had been there for 7 years.
Wow.
And if I took you as a group, and now with a common understanding about how, and we went on the road and we hit a couple of places as a group and just put together a Super Saturday, and each one of you in charge of certain segments, you would do the same, and you would actually have Platinums and Diamonds come up and say, can you teach my group?
That'd be so cool.
And I think it's something that you deserve after, especially what you've gone through in learning how to dream and to carry that, which is one of the most difficult things that people will ever have to learn. So you're a group that I would love to take you guys on the road. So let's make it happen. Let's make the road be here. Let's make so many people be here that we have to run the trainings once a month like it's written in your P2 manual.
Okay. Let's do it.
There are actually assigned segments that each one of you will be taking. And those trainings are absolutely awesome because we have new people with new fire sharing the way it's working today in the world, not the way it worked back in 1841 when Custer had a big mustache. All right, people, I'm proud of you. I'm proud to know you, and I'm proud now to run alongside of you, and it's going to be a lot less lonely because there's people who can keep up. So God bless you.
All righty.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Good night.